Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, broadcasting live from Washington, D.C., helping the U.S. Chamber of Commerce celebrate small businesses during their annual summit. And it's a lot of fun for me to be able to do this, to come to the nation's capital. I love Washington, D.C. I love the people here. Well, most of the people. Sometimes the political class gets on my nerves. But for the most part, it's a great place to come. And one of the things I get to do when I come here for my annual pilgrimage during small business celebration is interview and to visit with people like Mike Bucci. Mike Bucci is the president of K&M of VA, which is an organization that's dedicated to the inventions that he's created, but also to helping other people with their inventions. Mike, thank you again for hanging out with me. You were telling us earlier about your painter's pyramid, which is a little plastic device that you set up four or more of them on a table or somewhere on the ground or whatever, and then in whatever you're painting, you lay it on those the points, the tiny points of these pyramids, and paint your shelf or your door or whatever, then flip it over and the paint doesn't stick to the pyramid.
Absolutely. It's one of those simple solutions to a very common problem.
And you invented this, but now you're thinking about you'd like to help other people who have ideas take their products to market. That's like as I said earlier, a niche that's spun off of a niche.
Absolutely. Since I started achieving some levels of success with the Painter's Pyramids, I've been approached by many aspiring inventors or people who had invented products and wanted to learn what it takes to bring them to market. And two things that I found really amazing, Jim, were one is there's a lot of good ideas out there. There's a lot of creative people who have come up with meaningful ideas that could do really well as products.
But they don't know what to do with them.
Yeah, exactly. And these are very capable people who
they don't know whether to license it, and they don't know who to license it to, or take it to market, and they don't know how to take it to market. And so they need somebody to step in the breach for them, don't they?
Exactly, and that's what I am looking to do with my book, as well as with all of the other tools that I'm helping that I'm currently developing.
What book?
The name of the book, which will be coming out this summer, is Start Living the American Dream, and it's an entrepreneur's guide to turning your product idea into your future.
And that's going to be available wherever books are sold, but also probably from your website too, right?
Yes, and we expected to have it up on Amazon and some other great retailers like that as well.
So folks, the last name is Bucci, Mike Bucci, and his website is go ahead, give it to Chris again, Mike.
Well, the company website is kandmofva.net. We have website for each of our products, and there will be a website for the book as well.
So
Start Living the American Dream.
And your products are available around hardware stores and the outlets and that sort of thing. Mike, what are you? Tell us again. I wanted you to tell us something else that you're a little bit frightened about right now as a business owner.
So the two big things for me right now are the general economy, which obviously drives consumer spending, and the availability of cash for small businesses and lending for small businesses. The lending markets have clearly tightened, even for those businesses with the best credit performance.
Mm-hmm. What are you excited? And do you see anything happening in a positive way to solve either one of these things? You see anything coming down the pike?
I'd say there's mixed signals in both places, Jim. I think there's a greater recognition of what needs to be happening to stimulate the U.S. economy and to get things really going again. the actions, especially some of the actions coming out of D.C., you know, some are positive and some aren't as positive.
Yeah, I agree with you. What are you excited about, Mike, as we wrap up our visit? What are you excited about?
Jim, as I said earlier, I continue to be excited every day about the opportunities that are out there. It's just tremendous what is possible if you invest yourself in making it happen.
Mike, thanks for being here. Good job today. Folks, listen to this guy. There are so many things that are facing him and people around him, people like him across this country, small business owners, entrepreneurs. There's so many things to look around to be frightened of, and yet they're still excited about the possibilities. And this is what makes America the greatest nation on the planet. Mike Bucci, thank you for being here. I'm proud of you. Keep up the good work, and I'll see you later today.
Jim, thank you very much.
Quick break, 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. More of this to come. Isn't this exciting? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.